James Hammond is the manager of operations for the Northwest region of ATCO Electric, and he joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. James, thank you very much for joining us today. The harvest season is well underway, especially in the Northwest region of Alberta. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, please, sir, may I get your comments on the fact of how safe everybody needs to be now that the harvest season is underway?
Thank you, Keith. In 2024, we've had 78 incidents to date in our area alone. About a third of those have been farm-related. On average, we're seeing around about 100 per year, which has been an increase this year. Working around electricity can have serious consequences, even fatalities. This can be avoided. There are four ways people can be safe around the infrastructure. Number one, check your equipment height, especially if it's higher than 4.1 meters. Farm equipment has doubled in size since 1950, and it continues to grow in size, but the height of the power lines haven't increased in the same rate. Update your GPS. Consider your route where you're crossing underneath power lines. For any questions, call us for help. Number two, stay 7 meters away from the power line. Keep in mind when operating augers, air seeders, etc. Know where the power lines are on the properties. Stack and store grain bins, bales, at least 7 meters away. Number three, assume down power lines are energized. Stay at least 10 meters away. Call 911 or ATCO Electric's 24-hour line. Number four, click before you dig. Utilities are closer to the surface than you think. Before driving any posts or into the ground, know that ATCO has underground electric and gas infrastructure in the area. Call Alberta One Call to request underground locate.
James, if I may ask here, how much do you think that we take it for granted, the fact that there are power lines overhead, power lines underneath, and very much hidden dangers that we don't necessarily pay attention to?
Yeah, I honestly think lots of people, including myself, Keith, at times take power lines for granted. We all need to be more diligent and really look up and live. We need to know where our power lines are, where our surroundings are. We really have to focus on that.
And you also mentioned here, click before you dig or call before you dig. How easy is that? And yet we don't necessarily take the time or want to take the time to say, okay, we don't want to bother you, but we also need to know this. How easy is it just to make a phone call?
Alberta One Call is very easy. You can call in. You can even go online, fill out your forms yourself. Very simple. We do it all the time when we're putting the power lines in the ground. It's a very simple process.
You also mentioned some of the statistics that are quite staggering in the 2024 season. How is it and how easy is it, or how difficult is it, to lower some of those stats and maybe get those stats trending in the right direction?
Yeah, I think it's very simple to do, following the four steps. And if you know where the power lines are, you know where to stay clear. It's really, truly avoiding them and knowing where they're at.
James, fingers crossed. How much are you hoping for a very safe harvest season for the farmers and ranchers, especially up here in northwestern Alberta?
I do have family members that are also into farming as well, too. I really hope the very best and the safest for all farming during the farming season here in Alberta.
And here's hoping for a little rain maybe as well, even though we know rain and electricity don't mix.
Yeah, we could definitely use some rain harvest season. They may not want the rain, but I think in northern Alberta we could use the rain.
That is for sure. Here's hoping for a safe season. James Hammond is the manager of operations for the Northwest region of ATCO Electric. James, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Keith.